Ja, bei Motti Posen.
So, the topic tonight is going to be about filler, singers, and genre. As we show you, keep us coming up. We know because our tellers are nearly doity, but doity leaves, because the man with the brain to him is here, he's close by, it's easy to get hold of him, easy to speak to him. In fact, the whole service made sure people don't realize. A service made sure doesn't start the actual genre. Rosh Hashanah itself is part of Seretz Meitshuva. So all the schools of Seretz Meitshuva is included from Rosh Hashanah. And Seretz Meitshuva, they'll tell us, Tiyush Hashem v'yimotzai, those are the 10 days, Rosh Hashanah Tzim Kippah. And the Gaon of Vilna explains, normally you need a minion to give you tefillah koyach. And Seretz Meitshuva, every tefillah starts off on that level. So if you daven in a minion, it's always going to be even higher, and there's much more chance of your tefillah properly going up and getting accepted. So Meirotin, as we know already, the whole Elul, one of the reasons why we blow shofar is to remind us of the Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. He blew shofar when he went up. And he went to Rojem to ask for Mechila, for the eagle. So this is a man of Rotzen, where tefillahs get accepted. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu took the opportunity to dive into Hashem. We blow shofar to remind us about doing tshuva. It's all about tshuva and blows to Hashem, tefillah. The Dov of Hashem, we add on as well, twice a day. We say slichos, as much of tefillah. Big emphasis on tefillah during Elul, the whole Elul, but throughout the Seretz Meitshuva. So, a little bit about tefillah. What exactly is tefillah? Why do we daven? How do we daven? What do we daven for? And the big problem of Rosh Hashanah, where we do daven, it's all about Kavod Shemayim, the Rebbeinu Shem should be the Melech. Why? And if it's the day of deciding what goes on, why don't we take it down for tefillah? So, really, it's not a much more fundamental question. We know we daven, everything we need, we daven for. We daven for money, we daven for health, we daven for everything, straight through. Shemoneh Esrei, we have bakoshes, people have private bakoshes, many, many bakoshes. Now, there's an obvious question here. If something is good for us and it's, the Rosh Hashanah wants us to have it, he'll give it to us. If you're not supposed to have it, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't want to damage you, he does only what's good, so he won't give it to you. Why are we bechlal davening? It's a strange thing. We daven to Hashem. What are you davening for? He gives what you need. He's a mitzvah. He created you in order to give. So he'll give us. If he doesn't give it to you, you don't need it. Why are we davening? Rabbi Shimon Shemekis brings out this question much stronger. He says, Avraham Avinu davened for children. Most of his tefillahs come out, most of them were davening for children. Davening always for children. He was getting older and older. And he kept davening for children. The problem is the Rebbe Shimon promised him children. He said, you're going to have children, you're going to be a huge nation. They're going to be like the stars, like the sand. The Rosh promised Avraham Avinu. So why, if there's one person you can trust, if there's one person, someone you can trust, Hashem, why was Avraham what are you davening for? Hashem promised you children. So be quiet, don't doubt, what are you davening for? So the Rosh Hashanah explains very nicely. He says, many times the person deserves something, he has a schus, so the Rosh Hashanah says it's the right thing for him, and the Rosh Hashanah gives it. The Rosh Hashanah kilu puts it by the hatch door in Shemayim, it's there for you to take. The only way for you to be Zoicha and take it is by davening. Through tefillah, you get what is rightfully yours anyway. So it could be the Rosh Hashanah wants to give you something, and you never got it your whole life, you come complaining, why didn't I get it? The Rosh Hashanah says, I gave it, you didn't take it. It's there for you to take, you gotta go and collect it. Simple marshal is, we have one of the trims of England, is the fact we've got an amazing shop called Argus. You go to Argus, choose something, now a little bit more high tech, and you go, you pay for it, and it's yours. This thing now belongs to you. But you must get to the collection point to fetch it. If you pay for it and get your receipt and walk out, it may be yours, but you haven't got it. They said, look, we gave it. It's there, it's paid for, it's yours. You gotta collect it. The way to collect is through tefillah. So the Rosh could be he gave you something. If you didn't daven for it properly, you never picked it up, you never collected it. So that brings us to yeah, the Rosh said that you're gonna have children.
Your
numbers will be like Kefei Fresh Mind.
Not
sure
that the numbers
that you
to pick up.
No, you're
Zoicha
to have children, but as long as you
have Zoicha to have children, Kefei Fresh Mind means you'll have a multitude of children. Not sure that you're going to have the children. Be
right, but had Avram never davened, he would never have got it. That's why he had to keep davening. He had to reach a much higher level in tefillah, so he had to keep davening until he was Zoicha. The Rosh Hashanah said, I gave it to you, but until he davened, it's not his. So it's all available. So Abshai changed, he twisted the wrench.
You never know how many twists you have to double.
Yeah, there's a level of twisting not to achieve. But it's not Abshai twisting Hashem's hands. Either is there or is not there. It is a matter of emotion.
How long ago when he promised him, God bless your mind?
It was a long time. It was many, many years.
60 years, 30 years, 20 years.
It was a long, first time he spoke to him, he was quite old. But then today was over, he actually killed 100 years old. So it was quite a number of years, the exact dishes, I'm not sure. It was a number of years. But he had to, people think when they daven hard enough, they're twisting Hashem's hand. No, the Rosh Hashanah happy to give it to individuals. There's a level of tefillah you have to get to. And there's a point.
Like it's you never know.
Yeah, you don't know. You keep daven, yeah. Oh, so we're going to get to that in a minute. So now the question is, why did Rosh make it? It's a strange thing. Firstly, you never know. So how, when do I daven? I daven. The Rosh might not be interested in giving it to me. And also, why did he make this thing daven? It's so strange. If he's happy to give it to me, then give it to me. What? I have to. It's like I have to do my bit. If he's the Rosh is made to me, he wants to give it here, give it to me, great, I'll take it. Why do I have to go and ask for it? So, the answer here is again very simple. The Rosh said the world in a way that we're through Torah, through mitzvahs, through everything we do, we connect to Hashem. The more we connect, the more you see Hashem, the clearer you become in your ideas Hashem, and through that you get to the Ruchness, eventually, Olam Haba. Through Tefillah is our meeting place. We come, we meet with Hashem. The spell of Hashem, Tefillah is Hashem, the spell of Pele, which is really in the mind, it's thought. Through the mind, the person understands deeper, comes to a deeper realization of what Hashem is. So Rabbi Hashem said in the breath, I'll give you things. But you have to ask for it. Why do you ask for it? So that you come closer to me through Tefillah. And really, if you think about Tefillah, what is Tefillah? But it isn't damage to Hashem. So there's different parts of Tefillah, but whichever part of Tefillah you take, they're all very similar, they all have one theme. There's different parts of Tefillah. There's Tefillah where we praise Hashem, okay, like God, like Gibor, like Noah. There's Bakosha, the middle brachas we ask. And at the end where we thank Hashem with Moedim. But all three have the same idea. All three is, that whatever you're saying, you're realizing it's all Hashem. Finish it off by praising Hashem is the great one. Why? Because it all comes from Him. Then we ask, why do you ask? Because to remind yourself, Tefillah is not, the Rosh doesn't need to Tefillah, he doesn't need to know. He doesn't sit there thinking, wow, okay, like God, like Gibor, like Noah, Atochene, Rafaelu, he doesn't need it to feel good with himself. Rather, we need to remind ourselves where it comes from. So the whole thing of Tefillah is come close to Hashem through talking, through praising, through asking, and then at the end, Moedim of thanking. All through that, come close to Hashem, and we gain a greater realization of what Hashem is. So ultimately, Tefillah is just to get close to Hashem through putting in our heads. We try and jam in three times a day, again and again and again. It's all Hashem. And through that, we come to a deeper realization. So then you come to the question of Rosh Hashanah. Why in Rosh Hashanah do we not ask for personal bakashas? It's very simple now. The whole idea, the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah is to remind ourselves the reign of the king. It's all to realize the revelation of the boss. So when we daven through that, we realize that he's the boss, we come so close to him through Tefillah that automatically everything else, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't need to put these things that are personal bakashas. That's all part of the package deal.
Before you said that you daven and daven and daven and daven and daven and daven, then you come close to Rosh Hashanah. What you actually daven for that particular time, not Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, so it's irrelevant.
What are you daven?
Whatever you daven for, it's just a vehicle to get close to Hashem.
Here's personal things.
Personal things.
So why can't you do that on Rosh Hashanah as well?
Oh,
let that be a vehicle to realize the mouth of Hashem.
Because the whole thing, when you daven, a person davens for health, right? Good example, everyone needs health. Davens for health, and everything he davens, he reminds himself that the Rebbe is in charge, he has the health, and why am I davening to Hashem? Because he's the one supplying the health, and through that, Rosh Hashanah is a much more direct blow. It's just realizing there is nothing else. There is only Hashem. It's a much higher level. Firstly, it's the day of the Mamlech Hashem. It's the birthday of the world. It's all the Inyanim, the Rosh Hashanah's king, and the new, the what's it called when they put the king back on? You know, the coronation of Hashem. Yeah. It's all that. It's all the coronation of Hashem. We want to ask our personal bakashas. When it's the coronation of Hashem, and you realize that, and you praise Him, you're reaching the highest level of Tefillah. You're getting a crash course in Tefillah. So therefore, your personal bakashas, it's irrelevant, it's so small.
But that would get you to realize.
To realize.
And that would be the coronation.
It's
as well.
All a chain of it. When you talk about Hashem straight, you've got Him. You've grabbed the only thing. My health to get to
it's too Hashem. High, it's too high for me to get to that level.
It, normally, we don't do it like that. Normally, for whatever reason, it could be too high. I'm not sure what I'm doing, we don't do it. But Rosh Hashanah, where we have the in so much of a higher state, heaven's open, and you've got the Hashem Bibote, Hashem's right there. Then we grab him straight, and we hold on to him tight, and then we have Hashem as the king, as the all-powerful, without having to use our bakashas and hechadim to get that. So it's a much higher level. If a person does that properly, Mamele gets his bakashas, because you're best friends now, you come to this realization, you've cut the whole middle level out, you just jump to the end, you've finally got it in your head for a whole 10 days, the Rosh Hashanah's king. So now, everything that you normally needed to ask for to achieve that, the Rosh Hashanah says, you can have it, it's all there. You've opened all the hatch doors. Not only when you went to collection point, you now work in Argos. You're there, you don't need to go collection. You just collect what you want and put it in your bag. You've reached a much higher level. Another idea of Rosh Hashanah. We daven the Rosh Hashanah, kol ha'olam kulo b'chodecha, and everyone should realize this, when we get to such a high hakara, you don't need anything else.
You don't need to ask for personal things. Then.
You don't need to ask for personal things. The things will come anyway. They'll come. I've added there's elements of still asking, but there are times we mention, for Ruchnes and Ruchnes and Tzavati, you can, for sure you can. But it seems unnecessary at such a prime time to discuss small matters when it's so much bigger and so much greater, you don't need to start doing that.
You realize that during the year.
Yes, so during the year.
You never have to ask.
Enough
and
I mean.
You realize you have to ask.
By big tzaddikim, they didn't ask any business about questions. Everyone was just taken care of. The Gemara says, Bismash, awesome, oyster, essential market, business close to Hashem. Malach and Asad Echim, everyone's just done for you, you don't do anything. Things get sorted, this is taken care of. The person never needs to ask. He just got all of it. I was listening to Hesped from Ratzio. He discussed, he's talking about Victor Miller, Hesped from Victor Miller. And Victor Miller, I don't know if you know, listen to the show and read this is what he wrote. He was very into appreciating what Hashem gave us, appreciating health, appreciating the world. And Ratzio points out that he was nifta, ripe old age, he was in his late 90s, and he made a shackle, he had a drink, made by Foshas. Just his heart stopped. There's nothing. He had never been to a doctor in his life. I don't think he's ever had a blood test. He'd never been to a dentist. But he, Rabbi says, why was he doing this? He came to such a hakara of what Hashem was. That's all he spoke about. All his shirim about realizing and appreciating what Hashem gave it to us. He was there. He didn't need to ask for health. He had come to such a hakara. The Rosh Hashanah just gave him everything. So that was the idea of Rosh Hashanah. We crash, go straight in, and we grab Hashem so tight that you don't need to. There's nothing. All the rest just falls away. Better than the whole, there's a famous story about this person.
So you're telling me, sorry, Avraham Avinu, you're trying to tell me that he didn't have the malchus?
He didn't know. He obviously malchus. Did, but on his level, you had to reach a certain level.
His level? Avraham Avinu's level?
So Avraham Avinu,
if you... direct from the Hashem, telling me that he had
to damn children. Okay, you catch him much better. Why damn the children? He shouldn't have damned. Had he just damned and said, well, we damn Rosh Hashanah and got that Hakara, he doesn't mean he got children.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you're
not
going to
But obviously, there's a way how it's done, and that's what during the year we take it down straight. We still asked off of the first three brachas, which is all about the Rosh Hashanah and the Masa Bakoshas. But still, there's a method how it's done. You slowly the Nesu Bakoshas. But on the day of Rosh Hashanah, where it's so much more of a clearer day, everything's just clear in front of you. We don't need anything to get there. Forget it. They point out that through Rosh Hashanah, we go Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Sukkos. And it goes higher and higher, and Sukkos, we reach the highest level, we get to the highest level a youth could ever reach, the Shmini Atzeres, which is the highest level, Shmini Atzeres and Chutera. And there they point out, Rosh Hashanah, we have a Shofar, it's a mitzvah, it's a chivas that brings us close to Hashem.
That's their story.
And then, yeah, we'll get to the story. Then there's Yom Kippur, where we fast, and through the fasting, close to Hashem. And then Sukkos, we have the Sukkah in Armenia, close to Hashem. Shmini Atzeres, we don't need anything anymore. We're there, we're so close, we don't need. So all these things of dabbling for our personal bakashas, already Rosh Hashanah, in a way, has disappeared. It's not necessary. The Rosh Hashanah will answer everything. There's a story about this Yid in Europe. It's a fantastic story. I think I say it every year. My wife still lets me. She's getting bored of it. It's an amazing story. And every time you say it again, you realize more how amazing the actual story is. Now, the Yid, a famous story, you probably all know, Yid in Europe, where he was on the way to Ne'ila, to Kol Nidre, Erev Kippur, and he had been eating all day, like the mitzvah, and he had his kittel on, and he had his machzah, and his tailor, and his arm was on the way to go. Back in Russia, and Goy saw them and said that you heard this family, Yana family, place, you know, this Rabiakov's family, Rankel's family, they didn't pay the rent, and all of them are in the Porter's dungeon, and that's it, they're going to sit there and rot, and you couldn't believe it on the way to give what should you do now. And the Goy told them the Porter's wants to face 1,000 rubles, and he got 1,000 rubles, he didn't even have one. What should he do is Erev Kippur, so he quickly went around to a few Ashirim who he knew, and this gave him 2 rubles, this gave him 5 rubles. And eventually he slowly collected the money, and he counted it, and he came to a very small amount, so it's 100 rubles. Here's his 900 off, what should he do? He was come out, Nacht, he was coming to Kol Nidre, coming to Yom Kippur. This Rabbi Yaakov's family, Rabbi Yaakov's family was in jail. What should he do? So he went around and he realized that was it. And he knew there was a few Yidden that went off the Derech and they packed it all in. And he thought, what should I do? I'm stuck, there's them or nothing. So he went to them, and he realized they were all in the pub. I love he went to the pub, and he came there, and they were laughing away, and the Yid with his kittel and his beard and his sugar, what do you want? He said, look, you're a Yid and I'm a Yid. Maybe Uncle's a Yid. Give some stock, and they don't be silly, no way. They said, have some fun. And they said to him, every pint of whatever, I don't know, vodka that you drink, will give you 100 rubles. And he thought, me, I've never touched a vodka in my life. The maximum he had was Abdullah and Kiddush, a little bit of wine. But it was a mitzvah, what can he do? He had to collect the money, because in Shivuim, he took the cup, he filled it up. Cup of vodka, he felt his head spin, he was starting to lose reality. 100 rubles. He said, right, no, that's it. What should I do? Seder, he was masked, second cup, fifth cup, until he eventually got all the money, he was completely drunk, he staggered to the parson's house, threw the money in, and he let Rabbi Yankel out of jail, and this youth was completely drunk, he drank so much vodka, he staggered over to shul, covered in vomit, he smelt terrible of vomit and urine, and he was all over the place, and he staggered into shul, and they had just finished Kol Nidre, it was all quiet, they couldn't see if they were down, and he came over to the bima, and he banged on the bima, and he said, Atari Saladas, Hashem Ulaikim, Eilid Bovati, the apostle, we say by Simchas Torah night, and he collapsed on the floor from the alcohol. And the Rav said, the Rav found out what happened, and he said that we go through the whole system, Rosh Hashanah, says Meitshuva, first we start with Slichas even, Elul, then Rosh Hashanah, says Meitshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and Shemina Zer, Simchas Torah, which is the highest level. And we grow and grow and grow. He says, he, through this Messiah's Nefesh, he's put his ganze life, everything he had, his own body he had put completely aside for a mitzvah, he achieved the highest level straight through. He just jumped to the end. And that's what the Hymns all Meshmina says. It's an amazing story, which Gadaz, you can say over on Shana. And Kippur, so say that it's an amazing story of inspiration. We realize through a mitzvah a person takes, and he is completely wild over it. He reaches such a high level, he doesn't need anything else. Which is in the theme of what we're saying, that Rosh Hashanah, a person can reach such a high level that he doesn't need to come onto his own bakashas. They seem almost insignificant compared to the much larger picture of realizing Hashem is, and listen, in the schus of that, the tech of Yizrecha, to call a person of bakashas, and the Brunshan of Yizrecha, call our school of Chvedecha, we'll see Mashiach, here we may know.
All right, good. Thank you very much. I love it.